这个话筒一朝向你们，它会有那个回音。
Good afternoon. Let's start by praying for each other.
我们每次都是以为彼此祈祷啊，我们以每次都是以为彼此祈祷开始。
One who Maria, Mena, Nashanjong, Yudini Tangsa, Ize Puna Jonson Tongtong, Minatin Ti, Suitun Shasitong, Dion Shantong, Minatin Ti, In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Any questions left over from this morning?
大家觉得还有没有上午想问的问题没有问的？大家有写下来的吗？
Everybody is already an expert in Ignatian spirituality.
大家都准备好了，就是在这个伊纳爵神操里边，我们都是每个人就像专家一样嘛。
Everything perfectly understood.
都是你把每一项里边都是理解得很透彻吗
？Well, I would like to talk a little bit more about discernment. Through the teaching of Saint Ignatius.
神父还想跟大家是再谈谈，就是在圣伊纳爵的这个教导中的关于这个分辨。
The concepts of spiritual consolation and spiritual desolation are very important here again.
就是我们说这个神哭和神慰啊，依然说在我们这个灵修生活中是很重要的。
Saint Ignatius describes three modes of discernment.
那圣伊纳爵也强调就是三种不同的分辨的方法，或是三种不同的模式。
So when this is discernment for major decisions in our life.
那这是这三种方法，就是在我们分辨中应该是比较主要的，我们常用的方法。
We use this discernment for maybe deciding a new ministry or even deciding about our final vows.
比如说我们用这个分辨呢，可以用在我们最后就是做什么牧灵工作的时候啊，或者是在我们准备发大愿的时候来做这个分辨。
Even within a ministry, we might need to make a significant decision to take a particular direction or purchase something significant.
但就是在我们这个牧灵服务的过程中，你可能就是在就是决定要做哪方面的牧灵工作的时候，那也需要做就是类似的这样的分辨，就是这个分辨会就是引导着我们。在你牧灵的工作中，就是寻走，就是往哪一个方向走。
For example, I work with a radio ministry in the United States.
神父就是在美国，他是在他们修会自己的电台工作。
And I was one of the founding members of this radio network.
他是这个就是联合广播电台的一个创始人。
And we had to make decisions about what kind of programs to broadcast.
那他需要就是决定，就是在他这个电台里需要有什么样的节目放到这个电台里边。
And those are significant decisions, and so we use this kind of discernment tool.
当然，这是一个很重要的一个步骤，就是说你决定要做什么事情的时候。
We decided, for example, to broadcast teaching only that was given by bishops.
那他们决定的就是他们这个广播电台里面呢，就是主要的要把就是主教们的这个训导放到这个广播电台里。
And that's a significant decision that affects us for many years to come.
这个很重大的决定就会影响到他们这个比如说电台多少年的发展。
So this tool for discernment that I'm speaking about is for more significant decisions.
那这个就我们说这个，这种我们说把这个分辨作为一种工具的话，这个呢就是帮助我们在做重大决定的时候，就是提供这种就像一个工具一样，帮助我们做重大的决定。
And in this discernment, Ignatius describes three modes.
刚才也讲了说这是三种不同的这个我们说是方式或者是模式或者是方法。
In the first mode, God reveals to us very clearly what step to take.
那就是第一种呢，就是说天主启示给我们的，就是非常清楚的这个或是这个线路也好，是步骤也好，就是说你究竟往哪里走，就是非常清晰的。
St. Ignatius says that in this case, the decision is clear and there's no doubt.
那这种做的决定，就是说你几乎就不需要怀疑的，因为非常清楚，不需要怀疑。
So that makes things easier.
这样当然是很容易了。我们说这种分辨的方式是最容易的。
I had that to some extent in discerning my own vocation.
What that some extent?
That was the case for me in discerning my vocation.
这是就神父他自己的一个我们这叫经验或者他自己的这个例子啊，就是在他分辨他自己的圣召的时候。
At a natural level, I was very attracted to a particular Franciscan order.
那他自己从这个我说本性的角度哈，他自己就是特别喜欢圣方济各会的圣召。
But in my prayer, I came to realize that God really wanted me to join the Benedictines.
但是通过他的祈祷和分辨，那他发现呢，天主是希望他成为本笃会的会士。
And I think he had to make it clear because I didn't know myself well enough at that time.
It's clear or not?
He made it clear because I didn't know myself well enough to make the right decision.
因为天主在这一点上就是非常清楚的显示给他，因为他在自己在那个时候还没有完全特别清楚的了解自己到底应该去本笃会啊还是方济各会。
And at that time, I did not understand why it was better for me to go to the Benedictines.
那他自己也不理解，为什么就是加入本笃会会比加入方济各会好。
But now, after 20 years, I have a better idea.
那二十年以后，他发现了这个的的确确加入本笃会比当初我选择方济各会要好。
But God made it clear for me at the beginning, not because I was holy.
天主就说把这个就是很清晰的展现在我们面前的时候，就是不是因为他就是很圣善。
He made it clear because I needed more help.
因为他这个把这些就是启示给你的就是很清楚的话，是因为知道我们自己就是需要帮助。
So that's the first mode where God makes it very clear what decision we should make.
这就是像神父讲的，这就是第一个，就是天主已经把这个非常清晰的路子指给我们了，就是启示给我们的很清晰。
Even in this mode, God is not forcing us.
但就是在这种我们说这种方法里啊，或者这种模式里，但是天主也从来不会强迫我们。
We still have freedom.
我们仍然是有自由的。
And even after I received this strong experience in prayer, I had some doubts a little bit later on.
尽管就是说我在祈祷中发现，就是我这个能有这个力量啊等等啊，其实也变得这个更强壮起来，但是之后呢，对于这些问题自己还是持有一种怀疑。
But when I seriously asked myself, I knew this was the right decision.
当自己就是这样很郑重其事地问自己的时候，那最后发现了啊，的的确确啊，就是说我现在走的路是正确的。
And this is the kind of thing that we see in Scripture with St. Paul or even St. Peter.
那我们就是像在圣经中，就无论圣保禄还是圣伯多禄，他们在这个圣经中所描述的。
God did something very strong, not because they were holy, but because they were dense.
What does dense mean?
Thick, stubborn, unable to...
就是天主做这样的决定的话，决定的时候，不是因为我们更好或是更强壮，是因为天主就说，一直的坚持想这么做。
So the second mode is a discernment that takes place over some time.
那第二个模式呢，就是这个分辨需要时间的。
And it takes place by paying attention to the consolation and the desolation.
这个就是它有时候会发生在，就是说，在这个我们说这个神位和神窟中，都可能发生。
As you remember, in times of consolation, we hear God more clearly.
对，当我们在这个神位的时候，当然我们能够听到来自天主的声音很清晰。
In times of desolation, we generally hear the opposite of what God wants.
那当然在神哭的时候，我们就会听到相反的声音了。
And so when we look over a period of time, what is God saying in the consolations, and what is the opposite that we hear in the desolation?
当然我们就是去慢慢的去回忆啊，就是在你的神位中天主对你说什么，那就是在神窟中呢你也听到了什么。
I was giving spiritual direction to a young woman and she said that she is discerning her vocation.
那神父就有这样一种方法，就是给有一位就是来找他的这个女性啊，她就是想就是分辨她有没有这个修道的圣招。
And she said that she was open to being married or open to the religious life.
那这个女性她就讲呢，她就说我对修道生活或者是度婚姻生活都比较开放。
And she asked me what God wanted her to do.
然后她问神父说，那我也不知道天主到底让我做什么呢。
I don't know why she thought that I would have the answer.
然后神父也不知道为什么他认为他就会有这样的一个答案呢。
It's probably because of my nice smile.
可能是因为就是神父他说他经常就是很就是这个怎么说，他经常就是他脸上带着笑容。
But I said to her, well, when you feel really close to God, when you are at your best spiritually, what kinds of things do you think about?
神父就问他说，如果你真觉得说你有这个修道的圣招的话，说你觉得就是从这个灵性的角度的话，你觉得跟天主在哪一方面就是更接近呢？
You see, I was using some words to describe for her a spiritual consolation.
那就是说用你自己的话，就是你描述一下，就是说你得到的这些个神位呢。
And she said when she feels really close to God, she usually thinks of babies.
当她就是说呀，她说我感觉我和天主特别亲近的时候呢，我就像一个孩子一样。
And so in my mind, I think, probably married life. In my mind, I thought, probably she's called to married life. So then...
然后呢，这个神父就对她说，就告诉他说，像你这种情况啊，最好你是去结婚吧。
I said, well, when you're at your worst, when you feel that God is very far away and you're really struggling in your prayer, then what do you think about?
说假如说你觉得天主也特别离你特别远， 然后在你祈祷的时候你也觉得很挣扎，说这种情况下你会怎么样呢？
She said, then I think, maybe if I become a religious, things will get better.
然后他这神父问他问题，他说啊，像这种情况我可能要是做修女的话可能会好一些。
So we see in the time of desolation, she thinks she might be called to be a religious.
他说如果他要是在这个神哭的状态下，那可能就觉得会认为自己会有一个修道的圣招。
And that's a nice confirmation. When she's in desolation, she feels called to be a religious. In consolation, she feels called to marriage.
所以对她来说，就是在她这个感到有神位的时候，就觉得去结婚更好。就是在她这个神哭的状态呢，觉得去做修女会更好。
So this is something that we continue to reflect on, and it's not the whole story, but it gives us a strong indication what direction to go.
这个呢不是说他所有的故事都在里边，只是说就是给大家像一个方向一样，或者说指出来一点，就是说在这种情况下你会去朝着哪个方向走。
And as a little follow-up on that story, I have a nice young man that I give spiritual direction to who also has discerned very strongly a call to marriage.
这是神父就是另外一个例子，就是这个例子接下来的，就是一个男的，然后就是这个男同胞来找他，也是他去分辨他到底是多婚姻生活呢还是什么。
So I introduce them to each other.
Who?
The young man and the young woman I'm just talking about, yeah.
然后呢，神父就把这个找他来这女的吗？介绍给这个男的。
And they're having a very nice time dating now. We'll find out what happens later.
然后他们俩就开始就约会，然后神父说：“你看一会儿他还继续给讲，你就知道他们以后会发生什么事情。”
So that's the second mode of discernment.Over time, we see what things are coming during consolation, we see what things are coming during desolation, and we start to get a clear idea.
就是在这个过程中，就是无论在你神父的时候、神位的时候，这些事情都会有一些事情发生。那这样的话就会告诉我们，就是你将来会朝着哪个方向走。
Ignatius gives a third mode of discernment.
我们刚刚都说是伊纳爵给了我们这个三个这样的模式吗？刚才讲的是两个，这 will be this.
This is the third. Yeah.
这是第三个，现在要讲的是第三个。
And this one requires a little bit more work.
这个是我们说在第三个步骤或是第三个模式里边，那需要就是更多的工作了。
First of all, Saint Ignatius reminds us that we need to keep our focus on the ultimate.End of our lives, which is heaven.
那我们最后的目标就我们叫放眼于，或是着重于我们人生，就是我们生命的最后的目标。那就是说，我们把我们的目标是放在天堂上，或是我们最后目标是升天堂。
Any other question that we are discerning is only a means to get there, but our goal is heaven.
因为我们所有就是在分辨过程中呢，其他的都是一个途径，或是都是一个方法，那种方法是帮助我们达到最后的目标。
And then he also says that we have to try and find a place of, he calls it a holy indifference, that we're willing to do this or we're willing to do the other thing.
在这个过程中就是我们应该就是说去看看自己说我是很心甘情愿地做这个吗，还是心甘情愿地做另外一种另外的呢。
So like I said with the young lady, she was willing to be a religious or she was willing to be married.
就是说这个你看刚才跟这个女的谈的就是一样，就是说她呢觉得做修女也可以，然后说我这个结婚也可以。
So we want to be in that same place of indifference, a willingness to go either way.
然后就说你这个就是心甘情愿，可能就是你会走向两种不同的生活方式。
And then Saint Ignatius offers some meditation exercises.
那圣经大学呢，就是提供我们这个，就是这个我们说默想的这样的一个操练，或者是一个练习。
He said we can make a list of all the reasons why making one decision would be good, and why, and another list why it would be bad.
然后你可以就是像列一个表一样，然后你比如说我做的这个决定，他比如做这个决定，你认为是好的决定，他的理由是什么？然后你认为呢，就是做的这个决定呢，我认为这个决定是不好的，他的理由是什么？就把它这个列一个表一样，你就是你自己列出来。
And if we are choosing between two things, then we can do the same for the other. Make a list of all the good things, all the things for it, and all the things against it.
或是做你做这个别的选择的时候，你也可以就是把这个表列出来，哪一个是好的，哪一个是，就是说，或是你做的是不好的，看他们哪个之间互相，他们就是有抵触。
So, as I said, when we were discerning our programs for the radio, there was a question, do we have teaching only from the bishops, or do we have teaching also from religious and lay people?
就像他们做这个广播电台一样，当时他们的决定的时候就是有这样一个问题，说我们是应该在这个电台里边把主教的这些训导包括进去呢，还是只做就是只包括主教的训导，还是只包含就是修女啊，以及这就是关于修会方面的这些个训，这个教会的训导呢？
By limiting our teaching to the bishops, we will always have teaching from the heart of the church. On the other hand, it can be hard to get the bishops to record teaching for us.
所以如果说我们就是集中在主教的训导的话，那这样呢就会说把教会最中心的训导去就是包括在里边。
And in favor, everybody or the people really trust the teaching of the bishops, and so that will help them to receive the truth better.
那要是这样把就是主教们的训导都集中在一起在电台里播放的话呢，这样就是会帮助他们就是这人们去领会和接纳教会的训导是什么，也同时也会帮助他们信德的信仰的成长。
But on the other hand, sometimes the bishops are not easy to listen to, and they're not the most exciting teachers.
啊，那当然就是主教们的训导，他们的这些训导啊，并不像说有些你比如那讲课的老师们，他讲的就是特别的那个情绪激昂的等等等等，那这个听起来可能更容易。所以就是说，你在这个选择主教的训导，尽管就是能够帮助他们提高信仰，但是可能就是相对就是比较枯燥了。
So, and then we can make a list for other kinds of teaching as well, for and against.
所以这个我们也就是把其他的就是关于教会方面的一些训导呢，也就是就是列出来，然后看看就是在这两个训导里边，他们是互相有的是相互就是支持的，还是互相有抵触的。
And the advantage of this is not that I'm going to count things and say, oh, it's 5-2, and so I make this decision, but rather so that I can see everything at the same time.
当然就是列出这个表来，不是说啊，好，你看这个里边占三个，这边里边占两个，看哪一个占大多数，是这样去比较，而不是做这个比较。那目的就是把所有的东西都列出来之后，然后找到一个最大的，就是说怎么想，就是说哪一个是最好的，把哪些包括进来是最好的。
And also, when I make this kind of list, it helps me to be really honest and give every reason I can think of.
那列出这些表，就是这个单子之后呢，会帮助你就觉得你去看哪一些东西是更有益的，更有帮助的。
Sometimes when we're trying to just do this in our heads, we exclude some reasons and we maybe focus on something that we like.
因为你列出表了之后呢，它就会不是说根据你个人的喜好去看这些了，因为这样就是会告诉你，就是像给了你原因一样，你直接就可以看到哪一个是有益的。
But this kind of procedure helps us to get a clearer picture.
那这样的一个程序呢，就会帮助你，就是在你的这个做事情的时候，这个步骤 就很清晰了。
Another practice that St. Ignatius offers to us to, for this third mode of discernment,
就是在这个第三个我们说这个步骤里帮助我们去分辨的
is to ask ourselves, when I am just about to die, what decision do I wish that I had made?
假如就是第三个就是说你比如我现在要死的话那我现在要做一个什么样的决定什么样的这个选择我要做
So from the perspective of the end of my life, looking back, what decision do I wish I had made?
比如说我们再回过头来再 回想就是想想你自己的这个整个的生命那现在就是我们就濒临死亡了那你要做什么样的选择呢
And this helps us to see what decision will be for the this prevents us from getting too closed in on a decision that has an immediate benefit.
那这个会帮助我们，就是什帮助我们呢？你做的这个决定，不只是为短暂的眼前的利益。
For example, again with the radio, it's very hard.To convince bishops that they should take their time to do teaching for our radio station.
那这个就是就神父就拿他做电台的这个例子来说，就是你根本就是不敢确定，你说主教们愿意拿出时间来，给你电台做这个节目吗？他也不敢确定这些。
And when we are just getting started, taking on that kind of difficulty is very painful to think about.
你比如你开始就是想这个做这个计划的时候，这也不是一件容易的事，因为可有时候就是觉得这个计划或者你去找人家跟你做的话，也挺折磨人的。
But when I place myself at the end of my life and I see all of this teaching from these different bishops and the beautiful things that have happened, maybe that helps me to see, oh, this is it's worth taking on this challenge.
所以神父就说假如像这个时候就说我就想我要濒临死亡的时候那我去看看就说这些教会的就是这些主教们他们的这些给的这些训导就是说对别人是非常有帮助的所以说像这种情况那我就会宁可冒着有这种就是很挑战的这种具有挑战的但是我也是还愿意做因为就是说你就觉得我的生命都快结束了，能做点什么对别人更有意义呢？就说你的视野会更扩大了。
And then a last exercise in prayer that St. Ignatius offers us is even beyond our death, to look back from the perspective of eternity, and what decision do I wish I had made?
那这个最后一个就是圣依大爵也给我们提，就是刚才是从死亡的濒临死亡的角度，那现在就是从这个。死后的角度，就是说，你从永生的角度去看，去做这样一个分辨，或是一个决定。
And then again, it helps me to see things from a bigger picture and not get so closed in on the current moment.
那就是说，你更看到一个更远大的这样一个，我们说就是叫画面，而不是说你就是看到你眼前的这一刻。
So these are just some tools for discerning these kinds of big decisions that St. Ignatius offers us.
那这就是圣依纳杰就是给大家提供的，在我们就是做决定、做这个重大的决定时的这个分辨的这几种方法。
And we see again in that, especially in that second mode, the importance of paying attention to consolation and desolation for discerning God's will.
那特别是第二点，就是在你这个无论神位和神窟中，你去做这种分辨和做决定。
When we develop this sensitivity to consolation and desolation, it helps us in many areas in our life.
当我们就是对在这个我们的这个神窟和神位的这样这两方面，你去更就是具有敏感性的话，在我们的生活中是非常有益的。
So maybe I'll just stop there, and if there are any questions, be happy to try and answer them.
那神父关于就是这个神乎神位以及分辨这些啊，就是讲到这儿。 如果大家有问题的话，现在可以问。这是不讲的，大家好像有点这个累了。
No, I just inhaled some coffee. Breathing coffee isn't a good idea.
Strong. Too strong.
No, I just didn't swallow right. Okay, thank you. I can give you also another example. I'm just thinking, some sisters have asked about discerning whether certain women are should be allowed into a community.
神父会给大家就是解释解释这样一个问题啊，就是说。就是比如说有的就是年轻的女孩啊，我们就可以叫年轻女孩吧，她们就是加入团体的话，就说什么情况下可以允许她们加入团体，或是什么情况下
or allow or not allow.
Yeah, discerning whether to accept them.
就说、
right.
去分辨是不是接受她们加入修会团体，是不是给大家讲讲这些。
And some of these tools from St. Ignatius can be helpful in being, you know, intentional about that decision.
这样就说圣依纳爵这个，就我们说这个分辨呢，会帮助我们也做这方面的决定。
And I know that really all of your communities are fairly new in their foundation.
咱们就是大部分的修会团体可能都是比较新的，都比较就都不是说是很古老的团体。
And so as you have chapter meetings and make adjustments to the constitutions or discern new apostolates, these are all good techniques for discernment.
但是就是在我们这分辨的过程，包括这个会线的制定啊，会规的制定啊，以及就是说。我们怎么样去修订这个会规和会线呢？以及关于就是我们这个在这个使徒工作上，就是怎么样就是去开展我们的使徒工作。但是这些工作就是这是我们的一个非常好的开始。
Those decisions are not made by a single individual, but if each person is discerning in this more.I don't know, spiritual way, then it can help to help that process.
因为就是我们说不管是团体这个全体大会呀、啊、还是什么，不管就是哪一种方法，都不是一个个人的决定。
And maybe one, well, if you're using a clear process in your discernment, even if you are part of a group, you can explain.How God is speaking to you, and maybe that helps the whole group to make a good decision.
如果说我们就是说能够知道这个分辨的这个程序或者是过程这个步骤的话，那哪怕就是说你一个人知道这些，在你团体中，你也会帮助你的团体就在这方面就是能够有所改进。
Well, why don't we take a little break for 10 minutes and then come back at 3:15.
那我们就先休息10分钟啊，然后我们在3:01大家回来。